It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Here he is. Let's welcome tonight's guests. She's supported accused criminals as a defense attorney and Raiders cheerleader. Great intro, outnumbered co-host Emily Campagno. She's an expert on disgust and sexuality, so she's here for research purposes. Evolutionary psychologist Diana Fleischman. He's the perfect comic for clubs at 30% capacity, writer and comedian Joe DeVito. And her last name is Polish for talks too much. Fox News contributor Kat Toom. She escaped Pyongyang and now fears the woke gang. Did I say it right? A North Korean refugee said she always thought the United States was the land of the free. And then she went to college here. Yeonami Park, did I do it? Told Fox News that she'd attended Columbia University, assuming she would enjoy a prestigious education, only to feel like she was being forcibly indoctrinated.
I realized, wow, this is insane. And like, I thought America was that different. And I just saw so much similarity that I saw in North Korea. And I was started worrying about this country.
Park said there were many moments, like hearing all of her professors blame white men for every problem in the world, that sounded exactly what she might hear in North Korea, and likened the fear she experienced over accidentally using an incorrect pronoun to the terror she felt over saying the wrong thing in the oppressive regime she fled as a teenager. What really scares her? The students' reaction.
And when they just dying to give their rights and power to government, that is like what scares me the most.
So sometimes it takes someone who's suffered on the other side of the world to see what we're losing here. Here, students are getting their minds poisoned faster than an opponent of Vladimir Putin. And how ironic is it that students want tuition to be free, but their speech restricted? You know, it's like what Abe Lincoln once said to his wife, Mary Todd. Stop chewing so loudly, you old bag, or I'll strangle you. She didn't say that? Oh, I think we're going to have to do a correction on Friday. Yeah. Okay, I read the wrong book. Kat, maybe she just doesn't understand oppression.
Right.
It's the professors that understand more than her.
Right. Like, just because she fleed this horrible regime and was held captive by human traffickers for 2 years. It's not like she ever had to hear somebody refer to a group of people as you guys.
Yes.
Yeah. Or something like that. It's like, obviously, and if college were how it should be, how much could people have learned from her if she wasn't too afraid to share her experience?
So true.
This is what you're supposed to learn, have these open discussions. You obviously could have learned some things about oppression from her, but instead she was too afraid of accidentally calling someone the wrong pronoun because English was her third language.
It's such a good point. Diana, you are in the belly of the beast. Not like the guy that got swallowed by a whale. That
was a legend.
Yes. But to Kat's point, immigrants, no one's preparing immigrants for this. They're learning a third language or a second language, and now this is the fourth language, which is this bizarro lexicon from the woke.
Yeah, I mean, immigrants want to come to the United States because this is the best country to live in, and they are looking for a better life. And so nobody admires immigrants for that particular attitude. Nobody, as you said, is looking to her to say, what is oppression like? What are some pitfalls of your government that we can avoid in our government? Mm-hmm. And also, you know, the woke lexicon changes constantly. It's always shifting. Words are constantly invented and retired, words that you're not allowed to use anymore. And this just completely disenfranchises people who are learning English as a second or a third language,
God.
Who are the people who are coming here to try to find a better life. And I don't think people are really considering how that disenfranchises people who are not speaking English as fluently as people in the core of the social justice movement.
Introducing they to somebody who's learning pronouns in a second language is like a crime. I mean, how are you going to explain this stuff, Emily? It's like they go like, wait a minute, I thought they was for plural. No, 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 they is actually for a separate identity. It's like, they suck.
Yes, and in California, in certain realms, that's a misdemeanor. I mean, it's not even like you're not just threatened with cancel culture or getting kicked out of class. She's literally being threatened with a misdemeanor. The entire thing I found so profound, and especially her point about how like all of the analogies or like the problems that were used, like in North Korea, she said how it was like, you know, how many American bastards can you kill with like five bullets or whatever? And then here it was like the only good old white man is a dead old white man. Like, it's literally the same from one to another. And she was like, I basically haven't moved at all. It's absolutely frightening. But the worst part to me is the fact that this will get an iota of the amplification that if the professor had used the wrong pronoun, that that story would get.
Yeah, exactly. Jordan Peterson was right, by the way, when he stood up to this stuff and he got canceled. And now he's a good role model for this sort of thing. But I go back to this ugly thing about revolution. It's always started and achieved by a tiny minority of people because everybody else is scared.
It's bad because what they're counting on is most decent people saying, all right, I don't want to rock the boat. Mm-hmm. And this weird manipulation of language. I'm concerned that you said misdemeanor.
Yes.
It might not even be a misdemeanor anymore. That sounds like gendered language.
Maybe that's
that could be a them demeanor for all we know.
Yes.
And yeah. And I don't like when they change they because I read stories and I'm like, who's this other guy?
I know.
Totally. Where's the group?
But that's part of the scam. The part of the scam is to keep changing language so that you never know what you're saying, so you don't know how to express what you're trying to get across anymore. And the fact that she lived in what is as close to hell on earth as we have on this planet, and there's no oppression like Ivy League oppression.
Right.
Where she can be in the cafeteria and have students complain that Taco Tuesday is cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
When she had to crawl across fields just to get the hell out of North Korea. So, I think Kat's absolutely right that they should take a lesson from this extremely brave and the iron-willed person, and look how easy we have it in United. We have fat people saying they're oppressed.
Yes.
Do you know how hard it is in the animal kingdom to just even get fat in the first place? It's something that's only happened within the past 50 years that large numbers of any organism could become overweight, and now they are saying they are oppressed. Mm. Unbelievable.
They're oppressed by their pants. All right. I don't even know what that means. I'm oppressed by my pants.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Is Biden's anti-terror action merely a convenient distraction? This week, the White House unveiled a plan to combat domestic terrorism. It involves spending $100 million next year to add more bodies at the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security. And at Biden's request, the Department of Ice Cream. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, a guy walked into a Walgreens with his bike, filled up a bag of stuff, and then calmly rode away. Of course, in San Fran, he's more likely to get arrested for the bag being plastic. Now, there's video of it, but I guess the person who shot it had second thoughts about letting TV shows broadcast it. So Walgreens has closed 17 of its stores due to rampant stealing. CVS has called the city one of the epicenters of organized retail crime. Meanwhile, in Atlanta, residents of the suburb Buckhead push for separate police forces as crime rages. So as Biden stresses domestic terror, we should remind him, it's not white terror groups plaguing the cities and poor neighborhoods and causing stores all over to close, leaving the non-white elderly and others to fend for themselves. And don't you think it's odd that we know the name MS-13 as well as ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but we don't know the names of these white terror groups that are more dangerous, according to our president, than those other ones? If I wasn't such a gullible person, I think this is a distraction from the social disintegration of our cities under the Democrats' watch. Can I get a period? Joe, is shoplifting like murder a victimless crime?
There are some murders I think are victimless crimes. I can give you a list of people. Yeah, that was really a horrible video. I'm glad we couldn't show it. And I have a feeling that the person who shot it, this happens sometimes, they have a video and then they don't want to show it because they don't want it to reflect on stereotypes.
Yes.
You see this being left out of police reports where they don't want to identify the race of the person if they're if they're not white.
Right.
Which is absurd because you're supposed to be trying to catch this person to prevent further crime.
Right.
And if they want to prevent, I'm surprised your CVS chimed in. No one's doing this at a CVS because if you try to skip out, they have one of their giant receipts gets wrapped around you and they'll just yank you to the ground.
Yes. Those receipts are dangerous.
This is really bad what's happening because we're going to get to a world where only the wealthy who can afford private security can defend themselves.
Diana, I think you coined the phrase, what's it called, the Brazilianization? Brazilification. You were born in Brazil. To what Joe was talking about, what happens when only the rich?
Yeah, so one meaning of Brazilification is the fact that there's a huge divide between the wealthy and the poor, partly because of poor economic planning. In Brazil, they have these huge favelas that are totally unplanned. They steal electricity and water, and they live basically off the grid. And generally what happens is families, they live in private compounds, they have their own security, and you better believe it that private security is not as sensitive about who they rough up as the police are. And so that's partly why my family left, because we were afraid that they were afraid when I was a baby I was going to get kidnapped if we stayed in Brazil.
Wow. But and it's so funny, I thought Brazilification was something completely different. Something I got on spring break. Don't laugh. I looked great in that Speedo. Or was it a thong? Yeah. Anyway, Emily, you used to defend criminals like this all the time. Now do you feel guilty?
Innocent until proven guilty, first of all. Look, but just to set the landscape, so there in San Francisco where Reverse Santa occurred.
Yes.
Keep in mind that the DA there, this is part of that growing trend. So actually, take a step back, and now Biden wants to bolster the DOJ to combat white supremacy, right? And he says, we're going to bolster the prosecutors. But what does it matter if half the DAs now in the country are activist DAs and are failing to do their job? Gascon in LA failing to pursue any type of enhancements. Chisabudin there in San Francisco. This guy was elected with less than 3,000 votes. He had never prosecuted a day in his life.
Jeez.
Raised by Weather Underground founders. A commitment to essentially eradicating the entire system of justice and any type of law and order. And he came out to the spike in crime when a female police officer was attacked by a homeless person because her partner was defunded. And he said, oh, it's all the police union's fault. And I quote, it's because they don't want to do their job. Mm-hmm. He blamed the cops for this surge in crimes when they are the ones that are dying by suicide at spiking rates and getting shot at and assaulted and the like. And his budget has been defunded, and so none of them can even work anymore. And so the audacity to me is that as the community is being left unprotected, as they're headed toward private security because that's the only way that they can try to protect themselves, the entire system is falling apart because, to your point, what's a crime if it's not prosecuted? What's a prosecution if there's no jail time? Where's the deterrent consequences for that? And it goes down the chain. So without the elected officials supporting them in the places that they should, in the positions that they should, we're all screwed. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was a really negative Armageddon bleak outlook.
Speaking of crime, Kat, we know that your husband didn't come home last night. Do we have this? I think we always have the sketch. If you see this man, do not approach him. He is armed and dangerous. Kat, where are the white supremacist gangs where are these domestic terrorists?
This is deeply upsetting because we know historically that,
task forces like this result in infringement on our civil liberties.
Exactly.
The good news is the Biden administration said, hey, we know about this. It's not going to do that. But the bad news is they didn't explain how.
Because you're not going to find any.
Their plan to not infringe on civil liberties is we won't do it.
Exactly.
Which makes me feel no better because that's what always happens historically.
But this is a virtue signal.
Yes,
this whole thing is $100 million virtue signal.
Absolutely. And it's like, taking our money so that they can spend it on also taking our civil liberties away, which, by the way, all these violent crimes, already illegal.
Yes, they are.
Already illegal. Our FBI already has every avenue available to investigate and prosecute these things.
Mm-hmm.
It is a political virtue signal and a civil liberties grab.
Got it. All right. Strong topic. Thanks to Emily Campagno, Diana Fleischman, Joe DeVito, Kat Tipp, our studio audience. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.